Okay, let's talk about the Oscars, will you?
I only watched little bits of it here and there.
Well, I didn't watch it at all, but I just know who won, so...
I feel like all the sound design stuff went to Bourne Ultimatum, which I didn't agree with. I thought that Ratatouille had really good sound design.
I was reading some stuff on AV Club. This one guy said that best original screenplay should have been Ratatouille, that it was a fantastic...
Yeah, definitely.
Like a story. Much all critics
no,
say
it should have gone to Juno.
It did go to Juno. Yeah. And now, by the way,
your buddy Hunky Dory won.
Diablo Cody's, there's nude pictures of her circling around the internet now.
No, it's not like she was a stripper.
What's
the
same way?
What's the big deal?
So, a lot of them are saying that the Ratatouille was
next. We'll switch to this. Okay.
If There Will Be Blood and No Country for Old Men are in no particular order, 1A and 1B of the best films that came out this last year,
yeah,
that Ratatouille was 1C, like that good. Like they definitely think it should have been nominated for Best Picture.
Definitely,
not just best.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So
most people are in agreement. The highest ratings by critics.
I think a lot of people felt it was slighted by that happening.
Because it is a tuning computer
animation. It's something like
Juno. Ostensibly for children, yeah.
And then what was the other really weird Best Picture nomination? It wasn't Michael Clayton, but something else. Was it Diving Bell and the Butterfly, the other one?
I don't know.
That doesn't sound
but that would make sense because that did real well with the Golden Globe.
I know
that
got Best Directing nomination was for Julian Schnabel or whatever.
No, Schnabel.
Schnabel.
If you're going to correct me, I'm going to correct you.
Max von Sydow.
Sydow. Okay, so my feelings about some of the Oscar, I agree that the Juno thing seemed the whole Juno thing seemed ridiculous to me that it got any Oscar nods. Yeah. I haven't seen the film, so I really shouldn't judge it. But based on your review,
it was really exciting reading the winnings, and it got all the way down to Best Original Screenplay, and then it won. I was like, damn it! I thought it was going to get shut out because it got shut out for everything.
It's writing its own way.
Director, picture, actress, all that stuff was.
Yeah, but all those things it didn't deserve. It was
it shouldn't have been nominated for a lot of those.
Maybe it was.
Yeah, but did you see the other Best Picture nominations? There were some fantastic films this year.
I'm just speaking based on his review of it being kind of quirky. I just can't imagine what about the story would get it Oscar level.
You're listening to this guy.
It can't be any better than any what's his name movie.
So Wes Anderson
movie.
Yeah.
And none of those were Oscar worthy except for maybe Rushmore, I think. Maybe nominated. But.
That's true. I feel that In the A and B thing, that There Will Be Blood was definitely the A. And so I really liked the Coen Brothers film, but I don't feel like it deserved it for Best Director. I feel like Anderson really put a masterpiece together with There Will Be Blood.
They're different styles.
They are, but in the ways that they're similar and even in the ways that they're different, something like There Will Be Blood is really gonna last a lot longer. I think that No Country for Old Men is going to be more forgettable, or it's going to fall into a genre quicker and kind of just be absorbed or assimilated into
a
section.
I think it's kind of hard for that to fall into.
It'll be like Blood Simple or something.
I can't think of many of their movies that are like that except for Hudsucker Proxy and Man Who Wasn't There. Like, the other ones are really memorable.
Yeah.
There, so I don't quite agree with that. But I do think that P.T. Anderson's job on that was so much different and better than his previous work.
Oh, yeah.
That... The Coen Brothers, it was only a slight step. Not to say they didn't deserve something like that, because they totally do for at some point in their career.
But they've already won already. A lot. It's kind of like I feel like Anderson hadn't really.
What did they win Best Director for?
I think for Fargo, right? Didn't they win Best Director?
I something else.
Fargo
else
swept
won,
the Oscars that year.
I thought something else won Director that year. I could be wrong. I probably am wrong.
And they won Best Screenplay again for Adaptation, which, I mean, I don't know. It was the whole thing. It's like I can't complain about it because they both were really good films.
What?
Best adapted screenplay for No Country for Old Men. They won.
They wrote adaptation.
No, they didn't. But it was best adapted screenplay. So I feel like the sound design stuff should have gone to Ratatouille instead of Bourne Ultimatum.
The Bourne Ultimatum won a lot of like technical.
Yeah, those
won
all the sound,
yeah,
sound
editing, sound design, and then there was a
sound
third
mixing.
One
there was just like, wasn't there like just basic editing or something?
Well, I don't know. Well,
it did win
one
editing.
One guy
yeah,
I was reading
right.
said that they should change the name of this to Best Fast Editing or something like that. It also won Best Editing.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah. I was like...
They're like Best Fast Cutting, you know. It was like basically... I mean, because it would be difficult to edit something like that. But what I think is interesting is that they give Best Editing awards to editors. And many times, I'd say, the way you read about it, they talk about 75% of the time, the person who actually sits down and tells them where to cut stuff is the director. The editor is the director. And for the most part,
often,
there's an editor there, and
they
do the physical work. And sometimes, if it's a great editor, they'll leave it to them and say, show me what you got. And they'll come in and make a few suggestions, and that's it. But a lot of times, the directors will edit it themselves or have a guy there. The Coens always edit their own movies under that fake name, Roderick James.
And doesn't that John Carpenter do the same
Carpenter thing? Edits his own. Robert Rodriguez edits his own. A lot of those guys do their own. And if they don't do it their own, they're in there. Peter Jackson edited the Lord of the Rings movies for all intents and purposes. There was a guy there doing it. He was there.
I remember a story in the special features, because I watched all the special features one Sunday for the first one, and there's a story where he says that there was a section that Jackson wanted to get in on it and help him fine-tune the editing on it, and he never got back to him on it. Obviously, he just got so busy doing it. So, I feel like the editors sometimes really do, and on a project like that big, definitely, there's credit to be given to the editor fairly. I don't know what else to say. People were complaining that Brad Renfro got snubbed from the death list.
He wasn't big enough. If they had shown a shot from The Client, and people would have been like...
Or Apt Pupil.
I remember The Client. Joel Schumacher. Apt Pupil. He was fantastic. He was very good at Bully. I always tell people to watch Bully. It's really disturbing.
Was that Van Sant? Really
no, it's Larry Clark.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Larry Clark. And was also a career maker for Nick Stahl. It was Nick Stahl's first film. He's so good in that.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I should see it then. So, anything else you feel about the Oscars?
I haven't seen a lot of argument from people. You're the first person who actually said the thing about There Will Be Blood being their favorite. Because everyone else
I think I gave it like an A almost plus, and gave the... I think on a second viewing, There Will Be Blood will be just as strong. It's like a Kubrick film. You're going to have to be in the mood for it. You're going to have to want to sit through the slow pacing and parts, but it will be just as powerful as it was the first time. And I don't think the same can be said for... No Country for Old Men.
I personally, if I had to pick one of those two to watch again, I would pick No Country for
Old Men. Well, it's more rewatchable soon. But like I said, like a Kubrick film, if you know you wait every 4 years, you know, like I do with 2001 or something, and then on the right Friday night, I'm like, it's time to watch 2001, and I put it on, and I sit and I watch it, and I get just as much out of it as I did the first time I watched it. You know,
Daniel Day-Lewis definitely.
Yeah, that was absolute.
In terms of the actors, they definitely got it dead right. From what I saw,
it was all foreign people. Actors,
the Javier Bardem getting supporting was fantastic.
That makes sense.
I was really afraid somebody else was going to get that, because that was another career defining role from him. Daniel Day-Lewis was a little broad at times, but I think it totally worked with the movie, and so the criticism of that isn't really well founded.
No. Just about anything he does is going to be like Oscar.
Both of the female ones kind of surprised me, because the best actress, everyone had been talking about Julie Christie getting it for that weepy Alzheimer's movie, whatever it was. Apparently she was really good in it. And then the only one that I saw with the best supporting actor thing was the Amy Ryan for Gone Baby Gone.
She didn't win for that, did she?
I was hoping she would, but it was
Tilda Swinton.
It was Tilda Swinton, which I heard she's fantastic.
For Michael Clayton.
And I've heard a few
You've
people
seen it. Did you Michael think Clayton, that Tilda Swinton was good?
The redheaded, blondish, evil
She's
lady in it.
Scary looking.
That was the worst movie I've ever seen.
She didn't like.
Yeah. A lot of people like Michael Clayton. I didn't ever
Not
see
really.
I don't understand.
And she took a bunch of people to it, and they all mocked her afterwards.
They still do.
Really?
Like, they're still like, remember that
so
time
nobody liked
we went
it?
To that really awesome movie? Good choice,
it's,
idiot.
Her friends are all the kids in the back of the truck who are excited to go see Barton Fink.
Well, isn't it like Barton Fink?
Wasn't
it like one of those hard-to-follow kind of movies and stuff? Like,
no, it's a drama. That's what that's called.
It's about a lawyer who's like having a case
right?
loses
it's about
his mind.
Morals
he quits taking his pills or something.
And then Michael Clayton helps him out.
Michael Clayton.
He shows up and he George Clooney's his way through it, you know.
He cocks a lot of guns on his way to help people out. He just cocks it, he doesn't fire it. The lady who won Best Actress was a lot of people thought was one of those flash in the pan things, which was that La Vie en Rose,
French
Marie Cotillard or whatever.
Waste your time.
Something like that. But I heard it was good, and she was naked in it, so it may be a good role. I don't know.
remember that, huh?
But yeah, you know, the ones that are always important, they say, is a lot of times Best Picture will go to something with a lot of sentimental backing and stuff, and they say the real sign of what's best are the screenplay awards, because they say that'll actually tell what the best movie is. Mm-hmm. That's always been the
except
say.
In this case, it was
in this case it was still it was the best original went to some the quirky comedy thing went to a stripper.
John Stewart did get a good joke in there. I saw his opening where he mentions her and he's like, she went from a stripper to a screenwriter. He's like, I hope you're enjoying the pay cut. So say what you will about Stewart not being funny. No,
I heard that he did some pretty good bits. Got better through the night. Apparently he said a few really funny things.
About he had like four, I think. But I looked him up, like Slash, and I had four good quotes. Mm.
There was one really funny one that I thought, and I don't remember what it was now, but it was really good. By the way, speaking of funny things, the funniest line in any show I've ever seen, I think, was on C-Lab the other night, which is the one where Griff, the grifting kid, which was MC Chris, and his friend are there, and they're talking about the grift that's going on, where Griff is pretending he's in the Make-A-Wish Foundation, yeah. And the kid goes, "That's great! It's the greatest con since Genghis." Like, every time I hear that, I crack up, because it's not even spelled the same. For some reason, it just gets me every time.
Yeah.
"It's the greatest con since Genghis."
Get it?
Genghis Khan. A con game. You spell it differently.
He's a Mongolian.
He's a Mongolian.
Oh, that's right. I watched that episode of South Park last night, too, about the Mongolians and the wall.
Damn Mongolians.
Everyone's afraid their kids are going to get abducted.
So, in terms of the Oscars this year, like, the show itself is always kind of, who cares, it doesn't matter. But in terms of the awards, there was just such a wealth of great films to pick from. I feel like it was kind of annoying that Juno got nominated and took up so many slots for that.
Yeah, because Gone Baby Gone should have gotten something.
Affleck could have even gotten a Best Director. That might be pushing a little bit in the nomination. It should have been there in the screenwriting.
Yeah, adapted. It should have been somewhere.
Affleck got nominated for the assassination of Jesse James by the coward, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I heard that was a really long, kind of boring movie.
Character. They said it's a really good cinematography and stuff.
Well, probably.
Roger Deakins, the Coen Brothers cinematographer, shot that and No Country for Old Men this year, and he was nominated for both, and he didn't win either.
That's kind of too bad, but
he's won before.
There Will Be Blood had the best cinematography in a movie I've seen in a long time.
It was really earthy.
That's what I mean. Yeah. It looked like an older movie.
It matched the feel of the film. It absolutely
did.
Anyway, so I think this was just there was such a wealth of movies that were so good this year. I think we're going to remember this one as a really fantastic.
The 80th was a good one.
Yeah. We'll see what comes out this next year.
We got new Indiana Jones pretty soon.
That's not going to get nominated for
it. Of course not. But I'm excited for it.
Raiders of the Lost Ark was nominated for Best Picture.
I think that's true. It was.
And Spielberg was nominated for Best Director for it. It's weird to think that Spielberg could have been nominated for some like action movie. Because we know him now as like the person who just basically panders to the Oscars to try to get nominations now. Because everything he makes since the early 90s, since Jurassic Park 2, is like...
He goes back and forth.
Yeah, but it's...
Tom Cruise must have pictures...
War of the Worlds. Tom Cruise... It's like...
No, and Minority Report. Tom Cruise has got pictures of him with, like a child somewhere. You just know it. Because every now and again, he comes around and he does something, and you're like, why is Steven Spielberg doing this movie with Tom Cruise? It just seems, like, ridiculous. Like, they both just think it's a cash cow.
Tom Cruise just has pictures of somebody with children to counteract all the pictures they have of him with male strippers and stuff.
Who knows, yeah. This isn't... We're just talking.
Hey, you know, it's all Oscars, baby. Here's the interesting thing. Like anything else that we would disregard because the voters are a bunch of jackasses, we don't think about the Oscars. Here's who votes for the Oscars. Members of the Academy.
Mm-hmm. Which are, like, actors and stuff, right?
Several thousand, like, retired actors or current actors who have, like, you know, they just give them to random people.
Yeah.
And actors and directors and producers are the most full of crap, stupid people on Earth.
Wow.
And you're giving them this ballot of stuff, like... Here, pick from any of these movies to nominate, first of all, and then pick the one you want to win out of your nominations or whatever.
And it's a plurality at best. You're not going to win 51%.
So there's like a mass of them come in. You know what my favorite movie was this year? Land of the Dead or something like that. Like, you know, it's and the thing is, all these people can't be expected to watch everything. You get screeners sent to the members of the Academy. They can't be expected to watch every single thing. Like, these people don't have lives. And
so they vote for the nominees first, and then who votes for, like, the final? The same people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or there might be, I don't know, a second tier of the Academy who sits there. I don't know. It goes to the skull and bones. And they jack off into a coffin, and whoever has the most cum on it gets
voted. Oh, my God.
They put all the cases into the coffin. George Bush watches...
Alright. Okay.
Because he watched his son masturbate into a coffin.
Yeah, it's true. George H.W.
Herbert Walker. Watched George W. do it.
That's
right. And John Kerry, they were both in the Skull and Bones. That's why it wouldn't have mattered in the
election,
yeah.
Because the New World Order still would have been represented by the presidency.
Wow. NWO, huh?
The World Order. Bohemian Grove, right?
The seven Jew bankers, they control the whole thing.
In the center of the earth.
But they're like Nazis.
Seven, no, there's no Nazis.
No Nazis.
They have Nazi gold, which is Jew gold.
Mm-hmm.
It all goes back to the Jews, my friend.
Christ. Okay.
No, the Jews don't believe in him.
Yeah, I know. So, are we done with the Oscars then?
Ah, sure.
Cool.
Sure.